Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare specialist, Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. I'm your host, Justin Colvin. Today is March 14th, 2021, and this will be episode 5 of our podcast. Today we'll be discussing Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement plans and why I offer both to my clients. So a lot of agents or brokers may only do one or the other. I do both plans, and I think it's necessary because a lot of clients have different needs, obviously. There's different costs and budgets. People have different health situations, so those are important factors when choosing plans. Some people are very biased towards one camp or the other in terms of either is Medicare Advantage better or is Medicare Supplement better. I try to take a neutral stance, and so I try to present the evidence for both plans. There's pros and cons to both types of plans. You have to decide what's best for you, and depending on your market where you live, that's going to drive a lot of this. You know, I do a lot of business, obviously, in Florida, here in Tallahassee, where we record the show, but I'm a national firm. I do business all around the country in 40 different states, and I have over 30 different insurance companies. Certainly what's good here locally in Tallahassee may not be the same in Atlanta or out in Washington State or in Virginia. It all depends, and so every market's a little bit different. You have to take that into context. So the first segment, I'll just kind of go into a high-level overview of the two types of arrangements within Medicare. So once you get traditional Medicare, you can either choose a Medicare supplement to complement that, which is a secondary plan, or you can choose a Medicare Advantage plan. So I want to kind of give the basics of both types of plans, because a lot of people are confused right there, like, what is that? I have no idea. I just have Blue Cross, or I have, you know, CHP or Aetna, but they don't really know exactly what type of plan they have and how it functions within the Medicare system. And I'm going to give a little more clarity on that in this first segment, okay? And then I'll go over some of the differences, what the costs are, what kind of companies offer these types of plans. And then after the break, in the second segment, I'm going to go into the specifics of why I do both types of plans and why I think it's important. Whether you're using a agent or broker, whoever you're using to help you with this, find someone that does represent both. Because it's really difficult to say I do one product or the other and say you do Medicare Justice without having to offer both. Because there's a lot of people that have different needs. Particularly here in Florida, we're a heavy Medicare Advantage state. And so I think you're at a real handicap in the industry as an agent or broker for someone like myself. I'm an independent agent, and so I represent the Medicare Help Desk. That's my firm. You can find me online at www.themedicarehelpdesk.com or call me locally. The number is 850-632-0033. Again, that's Justin Colvin, 850-632-0033. And I help with choosing these types of plans. I help do the review, the analysis, to help the senior find the best coverage that's going to fit their profile and fit their needs. So kind of getting into what is the difference between Medicare Advantage and a Medicare Supplement. Now, you'll hear Medicare Supplement also referred to as a Medigap plan. It's the same thing. But the Medigap plans or Medicare Supplements truly are a supplement. They pay after Medicare pays. So you'd have your Medicare as your primary. Then you'd pick up the supplement, and that's your secondary, and they pay everything else. Now, there's different plan types even within that segment. You have Plan F, you have Plan G, Plan N, but the key within the supplement space is that they're all lettered like the alphabet, okay? So if it has a letter stamped on the plan, the most common today being the Plan G is in George and the Plan N is in Nancy, those are absolutely 100% a Medicare supplement plan. There's no way around it, okay? And they are more expensive, of course. They generally run, depending on the plan and zip code, anywhere from, I'd say, $100 to $160 a month, maybe more. But I'm kind of quoting the local Tallahassee area, and it depends on plan type and, of course, age and demographics. But it's a secondary, and it pays after Medicare. So it pays all the bills, for the most part. It pays the 20%, and that's why it has that additional premium. Now, you do not get additional coverage benefits, like prescription drug coverage is separate. Dental, vision, hearing is separate. All those other added benefits that you typically hear about on the commercials, a lot of the commercials are advertising Medicare Advantage, and that's the other option. That's the alternative. Medicare Advantage is not a supplement. It's a replacement plan. And so what they do is they come in and they step in the shoes of Medicare. So instead of using your Medicare benefits as your primary mechanism, You essentially, when you go with an Advantage plan, they're either listed as an HMO or PPO for the most part, but 95% of all the Advantage plans out there are either HMOs, which is a health maintenance organization, or a PPO, which is preferred provider organization. And you've probably heard these terms, these acronyms thrown around, because this is the same type of managed care network plans that you typically have at an employer. So if you're working today and thinking about retiring, you know that term, HMO, PPO, POS, as is a point of service plan. It just means a network-based plan. That's all it is, okay? And so Advantage plans are denoted as either an HMO or PPO for the most part. There's a few other ones. We won't get into that, into the weeds, but there's some other small plans within the Advantage space that are considered like Medicare savings accounts. There's an HSA type arrangement, but those are very minimal. I mean, the prevalence is not as high as a just HMO PPO. So that's most commonly what you're going to see in the industry. So those are kind of like the two plans you can choose from. You can't do both, obviously. You have to pick one route or the other. I don't feel like there's any right or wrong answer to this because, again, it depends on the needs. In terms of differences, Advantage plans is where a lot of the advertising dollars are spent today. So when you see commercials, I'd probably say 95% of the time, they are referencing Medicare Advantage, where they'll talk about, you know, it's a free plan. It has zero premium. You get dental, vision, hearing, all included, prescription drug benefits integrated into the plan. Many times they'll have a free gym membership, which is referenced as silver sneakers, okay? There's over-the-counter benefits, which is just an allowance towards things that you already spend money on, like vitamins, minerals, cold and flu medicine, Band-Aids, a lot of personal hygiene products. This is just free money that the plan gives you that you usually use their mail-order service, the mail-order pharmacy, to obtain these extra benefits, okay, these OTC allotment. Typically, it's $25 to maybe $50 a quarter that they give you, which is a nice perk. Teladoc is included, which is very in vogue now with COVID, all right? So that would give you the access to talk to a doctor digitally on your cell phone or a tablet. They're usually available to zero copay. There's a nurse line, that's another benefit. And so that's just a 24/7 phone number. You can call 1-800 number, and you can access a registered nurse or nurse practitioner, and they can help, you know, give you some information, maybe diagnose a symptom or problem that you're having. So there's a lot, and that's just, I'm just touching the surface. There's so many more benefits. I think I'm probably going to do another show dedicated to just the additional value-added benefits within the Medicare Advantage plans because there's so many, and that's why a lot of people do choose them. With a supplement, you do pay a premium. Advantage plans typically have no premium. They're typically a zero premium plan. Now, some can have a premium, but the vast majority have no premium. With a supplement, you're always going to pay. There's no zero premium plan. So supplements, although it does pay the 20%, it is a richer plan. You're, of course, going to have to pay for that, and it's an additional premium. Like I mentioned earlier, they range anywhere from $100 to maybe $160 a month in Tallahassee. And then, of course, you'll have to pay for a drug plan. And then you'll have to pay extra for a dental plan. So everything is like an a la carte restaurant. So you buy your steak, and then you're going to get your sides separately. Think of a fine steakhouse. So Medicare supplements don't have all those integrated benefits, but they do pay the best. They don't have a network. They don't have the restrictions. So if you're looking for the best coverage in terms of having all the bills paid, you probably might look at Medicare supplement, but not always. It depends on your situation. I have a lot of folks in great health, so they feel the money's not worth it to them when they're not utilizing it. And obviously, you're buying this as an insurance policy to protect you against unforeseen risks. So I always tell them, think about it in terms of your health. You know, as you get older, you're not going to get more healthy. Unfortunately, you get typically less healthy. That warranty tends to kind of wear out on our personal health. Things start breaking down. So you want to kind of plan accordingly, but you have to choose within your budget, your health status, your needs. A lot of people love the extra benefits with Medicare Advantage. So that's a big chunk of it in terms of the desirability. Sound like just having the flexibility. I want to go to any doctor I want in the country and not have to have a network-based plan. Well, then you might want to have a supplement plan. So I try to go over both the pros and cons of each different product category and from there kind of drill down which camp, which area do you think works best for you as a client? That's usually how we approach it. And then within that, we find the right plans within that segment, whether it's Medicare Advantage or Medicare supplement, and then find the best premium or best plan. So it is definitely a top-down approach. As far as what companies write these plans, okay, so there's a lot of companies. I have over 35 insurance companies I work with. And so as an independent broker, I can truly give you all the options in your local market and help vet the plans and find the best one that fits what you're looking for. But some big names I do a lot of business with would be Aetna, Cigna, Humana, United Healthcare. Certainly, there's Anthem Blue Cross. There's Mutual of Omaha. There's Central States of Omaha. There's a lot of smaller ones as well. But a lot of the big names like Cigna, Aetna, Humana, UHC, they do everything. I mean, these are massive organizations. So they write both Medicare supplements and they do Medicare Advantage plans. Whereas, say, a company like, for example, Manhattan Life or Mutual of Omaha is solely a Medicare supplement provider. They do some other things as well, ancillary benefits, but no Medicare Advantage. So that kind of wraps up this first segment. We'll be back after paying some bills. We're going to delve into like why I do both types of plans and some of the different mechanics within each one of those types of plan arrangements, answer more of your questions. Again, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. It's episode 5. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stick around. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. This is episode 5. Today we're discussing why I offer both Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement plans at my firm, the Medicare Help Desk. So if you're just tuning in with us, I run a website called the MedicareHelpDesk.com. That is my insurance brokerage, and we represent about 30 different insurance companies. As an independent broker, we're a nationwide company. We do business in about 40-plus states with a lot of these various companies within the Medicare space. So a lot of our business is Medicare supplement, Medicare Advantage, and of course I do some ancillary things like dental, cancer insurance, life insurance, prescription drug plans, and some annuities as well. If you have questions, you can give us a call, 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. You can also text me at that number with any questions. And again, our website, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. I help a lot of clients with these plans, so if you have questions or would like to do a plan review, make sure you're getting all the benefits you're entitled to receive, just give me a call or text me. And so in our first segment, we're kind of going over why I do both plans, but more so of a high-level kind of an introduction to the both models within Medicare. So once you get into Medicare, you have a decision to make, and there's really only two main fundamental choices you have. Either choosing Medicare Advantage, which is like a replacement to Medicare, okay, it's a different way of experiencing your Medicare benefits, and those are the plans I alluded to called HMOs and PPOs, right? Typically have a zero premium. They have all the extra benefits like dental, vision, hearing, prescription drug coverage, gym membership, teledoc, you know, etc. The other route is Medicare supplement. A supplement is a true supplement to Medicare, so Medicare pays first, and then the remaining costs are paid by the supplement. So it's going to pay the majority of your out-of-pocket expenses. That's why it has that additional monthly premium. Okay, so I offer both types of plans. Now, why do I do that? Okay, I have thousands of clients. There's no way I can say that a Medicare supplement is the best plan for thousands of people all around the country. There's 50 million people on Medicare. Every day, 10,000 turn 65. It is a massive silver tsunami of people entering the Medicare space. To say one product is the absolute for all those people would obviously be a foolish statement. But there are agents, and I know, and brokers, that my competitors, that will only do one or the other. And so they'll say, well, a Medicare supplement is the best way to do it. How could you offer a Medicare Advantage plan? It's, you know, they're going to have less coverage. They're going to have to pay more out-of-pocket bills. I say, well, listen, you know, Medicare Advantage has a lot of perks. You have no premium. You have all the extra benefits, okay? You have a very limited max out-of-pocket. And in some markets, they're stronger than the Medicare supplement. Like here in Florida, most of Florida is a Medicare Advantage state. Why? Well, Medicare supplement premiums are pretty high. Shouldn't be, but unfortunately they are. Our cost of living is not that high, but you know the plans, the premiums are higher in Florida than they are in most of the Southeast. And the Advantage plans are some of the best in the country. We're probably the number one state when it comes to penetration in terms of how many people have Medicare Advantage versus Medicare supplement. Florida is one of the top states. California is another. A lot of the Northeast, Minnesota, Texas. There's a few key states where they shine extremely well. So I can get people plans here where they're going to spend, if they did a Medicare supplement, by the time they add up the premiums for the supplement and dental, if they want to have dental, vision, and hearing, which is not covered by original Medicare, unfortunately, and a prescription plan and the deductibles they have, the amount of premium plus deductibles is almost, it's just as much as the potential worst case scenario would be with the Medicare Advantage plan. So Advantage plans have what they call a max out of pocket. In the industry, we call that a MOOP. So just if you want to write that down, it's M-O-O-P. So just like it sounds, max out of pocket. And what that means is with traditional Medicare A and B, there is no max out of pocket. So, you know, it's 20% of the bill that you're responsible for up to no limit. There's no cap on what that damage could be. But with an Advantage plan, they're going to put a cap on that. A lot of times that max out of pocket in Florida means give me $3,000. You know, that's not that much. That's actually fairly modest when you compare it to a lot of employer health plans or Obamacare, which is the Affordable Care Act. Those plans can have $10,000, you know, $7,500, $15,000 max out of pocket. It's much, much higher. So, you know, if you have a pretty modest max out of pocket, a zero premium, tons of additional benefits, and then in Florida, a lot of them actually give you money back. So you may have a plan. There's a few up here locally in our area in Leon County where they'll have a zero premium, and on top of it being zero, they will pay you. So they what they do is they call it a Part B give back or a Part B refund, and that money is put on your Social Security check. Okay, if you're not drawing Social Security, they'll find another way to give you the credit, but it's essentially a buy down. They're trying to help incentivize you to take their plan by reducing your Part B premium, but it's a credit anywhere from $25 to $50, and in some big markets like Tampa, Orlando, the metropolitan areas, I've seen them as high as $144. Okay, that's huge. I mean, that's a huge difference for someone on Medicare that doesn't use a lot of, you know, healthcare services. Okay, they're in good health. They go to a doctor once or twice a year. An Advantage plan makes perfect sense. They're going to pay no premium for the Advantage plan, and if they rebate $100 or $125 towards your Part B, it almost pays their entire Part B premium. So they have really no cost. Plus, they're getting dental, vision, hearing, free gym membership. A lot of them have gyms already they're paying for. They can cut that cost. They may be paying for a dental plan. They can cut that. So it's a tremendous value. So, again, that's why Florida is a heavy state for that. I write a lot of Advantage plans. And I still present both. I mean, I say, here's the supplement. Here's a Medicare Advantage plan. What do you think works best for you? What are you more comfortable with? Just to each individual client. And that will vary. Some clients prefer the MedSup route. Some folks prefer Medicare Advantage. If you're just tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. And today we're discussing why I offer both Advantage plans and Medicare supplement plans in my firm, which is the Medicare Help Desk. You can call me or text me with any questions, 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. So what we were talking about earlier is just some of the differences of Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplement plans, and why I offer both. I'll go over from the client's perspective why it's imperative as an agent or broker why you have to offer both, okay? And I try to have a non-biased viewpoint and just present the data, present the information, let the client decide what makes most sense for them, okay? So costs are obviously a big one. Budget, you know, what can you afford? I have some people can barely afford the Medicare Part B premium. So having a supplement is not really going to be in the equation to pay an extra $150, $160 a month and an extra $20, $30 a month for a drug plan. That's not even in the cards. So a Medicare Advantage plan makes perfect sense for them. Then I have people on the other side of the spectrum. They're actually highly compensated. And so they're paying their Part B premium and they're actually paying more. I don't know if you know that, but for folks that make over a certain amount of income, and it's not even that high, but this is a kind of a crappy part of Medicare. It's referred to as IRMA, which is the income-related monthly adjustment amount. So if the IRS deems you as highly compensated, you could actually pay more than the standard Medicare Part B premium. It doesn't happen often, but I have clients that have this. And so they, you know, you can pay an extra $300 to $400 a month, believe it or not, for your Medicare Part B on top of your standard premium. And so a lot of them, they're affluent. They're in fairly good health. They don't seek out a lot of health care. They got no real health issues. They may take one or two prescriptions. So for them to do a supplement, although they have the money and the affordability, they just a little bit frustrated with the amount of cost they're getting into Medicare. Like, gosh, I got to pay $500-$600 for my Medicare Part B, and then the same surcharge exists on Part D as a drug plan. So a lot of them are just rather have the Advantage plan because they don't want to pay any more premiums. They're just for something they're rarely going to use. So their perspective is different as well. You know, then I have people all the way in between. So for some folks that are, you know, Medicaid eligible, very low income, to those that are high income, and everybody in between. So obviously those costs and budgets are all over the map, and they all help make the, you know, it helps influence their decision, what they're going to do. Obviously, extra benefits is a big portion of as why folks will look at the two different plans and say if they really value the dental, the vision, the hearing, the drug coverage, the fitness facility. If you're going to use those things, that's a huge value. Some of these plans will give you up to $2,000 a year of annual dental coverage. That same plan, if I were to write you on an individual dental plan, can easily be $45, $50 a month. And it's not even as good as the dental plan that's present with the Advantage plan. Health issues. Now, if you've got a lot of major health issues, okay, you might decide just pay the price for the supplement because it is the best coverage and you're going to have a lot of care that you need over time. But again, not always. I have people where they, you know, I've got a lot of folks that maybe have had a Medicare supplement and those premiums will keep going up on you. I mean, that's a great coverage. It is by far going to pay all the bills, but it comes at a cost. And every year they're going to keep increasing your rates. I've had clients that have gotten north of $250, $300 a month for a supplement plan. And at that point, the Advantage plan makes a lot more sense. Even if they have costs, you know, the Advantage plan has no premium and all the extra benefits. They're already paying so much money for the Med Sup. When you factor in that and if the Advantage plans are competitive, then that makes more sense. So I'm trying to give you some different things to consider in terms of like why offer both. But it's important. My mix of business probably is 60, 65% supplements and another 30 to 35% Advantage plans. But it's the Advantage space is growing tremendously, and I'm writing more and more clients on Medicare Advantage plans. That's kind of the growth trajectory for the industry as a whole. But I certainly offer both, and I try to do a non-biased approach to both. So hopefully you've gotten some new information today on this, and hopefully it's been informative. Appreciate all my listeners out there. Again, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. Stick around for next week's episode. I'm going to be covering the extra benefits with Advantage in more detail. You guys have a great week. Talk to you later.